Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. If you're just listening for the first time, this is Jemima Views, where we talk about everything pop culture, movie reviews, music, entertainment, anything that's worth talking about, we discuss it on Jemima Views. And today we're going to be talking about the need for good mental health, the need for good mental health. And I can't do it without my guest, Phoebe. Michelle is not here, guys.
He abandoned me again.
But Phoebe is here. She is back.
I am.
Back with a banger. So stay tuned and enjoy today's episode. So Phoebe, what do you understand by mental health? Not good mental health now. Mental health.
Okay. I don't know how to put this exactly, but for me, mental health is like your state of mind at a given time. Like, it's like okay. It's where your head is at. Your mental health is like your state of being. Is that like,
no, your health is your state of well-being,
your physical well-being.
Yes.
Then your mental health is like your head,
your brain,
your brain's well-being. Yeah, I feel like that's what mental health is. It's just like where your head is at.
For good mental health now. So you talk about mental health. So good mental health is the state. If your state of mind now, you said
it's in a good place.
It's in a good place.
Yeah.
Simple.
If your head is in a good place.
No subtraction, no addition.
Yeah,
and
just
bad
like
mental
that.
Health, you know now, it's when your head is in the bad place. There's no need to be using
textbook definition.
Good or bad place. That's all that matters. Yeah. So, baby, do you think that good mental health is that much of a big deal? Do you think people are just making noise, doing campaign? UNICEF is there, UN is there, talking about good mental health. There's one World Mental Health Day. Do you think it's that much of a big deal?
No. I do not think it's. I don't even think it's being expressed enough. I don't even think it's been expressed enough. Like, it's not a big deal. It's never be that too much of a big deal. It's not enough. It has to be blown
out of proportion.
Yeah, it's not even going to be out of proportion because it's important. Good mental health is important. Without a good mental health, you cannot function well in society.
Very true.
So yeah, it's not so much of a big deal. It's not even enough yet.
So like you said, it's not like you said, the world has not even made it that much of a big deal. I can relate to what you're saying. Like when I'm talking to people and they say, and I'm talking about the need for mental health, like what this one's talking about,
like don't bring your American mentality or your American white.
You're so white washed.
Yeah, exactly. It's not therapy is for white people. No, it's not actually. It's for everybody.
Yes.
It's important for everybody. Everybody has a psyche, so everybody needs therapy. Simple.
Just take care of your mental health. But before we get there, I'm going to talk about things that lead to bad mental health, like depression and anxiety. There are forms of, like, under bad mental health. These are situations where you have bad mental health.
Yeah.
Like depression. I'm someone that have suffered from depression before, so I can talk about this. Like in uni, I had issues like my 200 level. I felt frustrated by one of my lecturer. So like I felt like was always picking on me. I don't know if I was the one that saw it, but I felt like it was really picking on me. So it's really affected my grades. I felt like I was not doing so much, and I started focusing on that subject, and I was not paying attention to other courses. So it really made me like depressed and withdrawn. Like, I felt like I was not doing enough. My dad was paying such a huge amount of school fees on me.
Yeah.
And like, man, it really hits me bad. I know this cannot be related, it cannot be compared to the kind of depression some other people. But you can't even undermine anybody's suffering. Like, that's
there's
one
no
thing.
Small pain or big
so,
pain.
Yeah, like, I was really, really depressed at that point in time. So, I think that really hit me, that period of time. Like, and after my year two in university, my result was bad. Do you understand? My result was really bad. I went down because I really paid attention to that course. I don't like I even did well in that course. So I was really depressed. I was really withdrawn. Like, depression is bad. I had to go to Nigeria. It was bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It is bad every time. Like, I feel like everybody has that moment where you just feel like, okay, the whole world is against me, and I'm not great, and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, and I just feel useless. And I feel like people go through, almost everybody goes through that phase, especially ending of the year or beginning of a year like this, where you see people like
achieving and showing
their achievements. Like, where was I when this person was making these moves? Where was I when this person was gaining this thing, making this money? Where was I when this person was being this successful? Why am I not that way?
And that's why anxiety comes in. Sometimes you won't achieve something, but you feel like
it's not enough.
It's not enough. Like,
I can do better than this. See my mates. That's it. My mates are doing this, and I am not doing so. It's actually it's frustrating, and depression hits all of us in our own little corner, no matter how small or how big. I don't feel like there's measurements of how depression should be. Like, I don't think like there should be like small depression that is like should be overlooked, and I don't think like there's
a big depression that should be overlooked.
There should be big depression that you should focus more on and then ignore the others. Like, everybody goes through this, and everybody needs help.
So, during my research for this topic, I saw some things that about how their situations or their factors that can influence this bad mental health, this
depression and anxiety.
Like family, like society, like friends, relationship, feeling of underachievement. So I think it affects this bad mental health. We can talk about family, how family and what is it, feeling of underachievement. Like, talk about it. Can you broaden on that part of the
this family, this thing? I feel like our family, they have this idea of how much they want us to be and how far they want us to go in life, and then they forget that it's putting so much pressure on us. It's not the ideal thing. It's not how it should be. So like, your family, especially like families that were not that much, like, they were not well to do. You want your son or your daughter or your kids in general to just be more than you were. And then you're projecting your insecurity on your child. Then you're placing pressure on that child. And then, like, as a child, you don't even know what to do with yourself.
The feeling of, I don't feel my dad.
I don't feel my mom. I don't feel anybody. Like, it won't hurt so much for me. Like, this is something I can do. And then you're just placing pressure on yourself. And when you see that you cannot do that, you just break.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody breaks at some point. Like, I cannot stop stressing this over and over again. I feel like your family, sometimes they can be your biggest support.
Mm-hmm.
And other times they're dragging you down.
They're bringing you down.
Yeah, so yeah, your family, the pressure the family places on you, especially your parents, and then your siblings, even your siblings' expectation from you. It keeps pressing you down. Mm-hmm. So like I cannot overstress this fact that family places unnecessary pressure on a person. And for yourself and like the drive or your will to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I think we touched this part lightly in the Panic of Growing Older episode. Yeah. And even though you are supposed to be your biggest support, and you are supposed to be on the same team with yourself, you find yourself being your own antagonist. You find yourself being your own devil, your own villain in your story. Don't be your villain. Do not be your villain. Let other people do the job for themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't help them. Okay? Like, I don't know why we humans have this mentality that because somebody is doing something, or because somebody is getting this, because somebody is happy in this, I should as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why the human beings create unnecessary competition for themselves. I don't understand why human beings engage in unhealthy competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's competing with you. Calm down. Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill, sis. That chill pill.
Like, rest it. As Nigeria would say, dead it.
Dead the matter.
You are on your own thing. Calm down. So, like, you see... okay, for Jemima now that is making podcasts, she'll see her friend that started podcast probably 1 month after her.
Mm-hmm.
Is having more views, more listens.
More listens
than her, than herself. Or like, you see your friends investing in more businesses. It's good. It's actually good to be competitive and and to be purposeful. But like, you should know that your own time will come.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you have to do this.
And you have to do it patient and put your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put your efforts, you wait. Trust the process. Again,
I read somewhere that no one is your own, like, your own enemy than yourself.
Yeah.
No one is allowed to put so much pressure. Yeah, the one that's putting that pressure on you.
Like I told Jemima today, no one can drive you crazy unless you give them the keys.
Yes. Simple.
Simple and short.
So yeah, family and, like you said, yourself can put a lot of pressure on you. I want to brush on the topic friends. Like, friends, do they really put pressure on you? Yeah, they do. It might not be their own doing, but they do. Like, it's not only pressure, like, it can make you depressed. Like, I'm speaking from my own point of view now. So, I always repeat after episode, I'm a law student, I'm going from army, my service year, and my friends, they went to uni.
Yeah.
You understand? So, like, they went to uni.
Law school.
Yeah, they went to law school. Like, all my friends that, like, most of my friends
that were shadowing you and me together.
Yeah, all my friends, mostly all, most of my friends that were together in uni went to, went to law school, and I did not go. We're just like in my friends'
circle. In a circle.
My circle, like, there's like three that did not go. Yeah, there are three that I did not go. But you mainly went. So, like, I kept feeling like, wow, I'm a failure. These girls could achieve so much and I could not achieve anything. I kept feeling that way about myself. I had to check myself. I'm like, yo, it's their time, it's not your time.
Exactly. And it's not like you're not going to get there. You are.
And
it's just,
I felt like I had to just, like, at that point, it was not them. I keep repeating, it's not them. It was not them. But I had to just withdraw myself from, like,
the energy you were creating from yourself.
So, like, they might feel like you are withdrawing from them, but it's for your own sanity.
Yeah.
I did it for my own sanity. I had to, like, step back step back from the relationship so that I won't get jealous or envious or something like that, because it's not their fault. It's what's happened. Things happened in life. So I had to, like withdraw from them. I had to, like, avoid seeing posts about law school this, law school that. Like, there was a group chat about law school. I removed myself from the group chat. I had to, just for my own sanity, I had to withdraw from them. I had to stop to, talking to them, because if I talk to them, they'll have to bring that law school stuff up.
And which lecturer or professor is annoying them.
So I had to, like, step back a little, because, man, it was really hitting me hard
that
I did not go to law school. So, friends, knowingly and unknowingly put pressure on you.
Yeah, without even knowing.
They don't know. Honestly, they don't know.
Or sometimes they don't see it as anything.
Yes,
they sometimes don't. They also don't see it as anything. It's like,
I feel like you can actually, you can actually make a fellow friend depressed. It's not your fault, like I said. Sometimes it's not your fault. Like, you are, you are good in this course, or you're right, doing well, and your other friend is not doing well. And that other friend is looking at you, and seeing you, and the friend is like, I'm not doing well, and this girl is doing well. I have to withdraw from her so that I won't feel like I'm achieving, she's achieving more than me.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. Like, sometimes, the reason why, sometimes they can't even meet you to express one or two things to them, because they might not even get it from you.
Yeah.
And so imagine they don't even understand what you're even explaining to them, and feeling that, yes, my friend is moving higher and I'm here.
Yes, not talking the same position.
So, friendship, yes, it's good, but
there are some times that you have to step back.
You have to just step back.
Step back.
Even family, you step back.
And look
back
at the bigger picture.
Even if it's family, step back too. Step back. Reduce your, like, interaction with them so that you can, assess your life and know the way forward. You get.
So someone told me actually that in this situation you're talking about, like, stepping back, someone told me, did someone actually tell you, or I just watched it in a movie or something, I don't even know where I even hear my information from these days, but, like, it's like, to appreciate art, you have to step back and look at the bigger picture, look at everything from, I think it's a movie. Yeah, so you step back, take a step back and look at the bigger picture. So the same thing in this situation, apply it to your life, okay? If you're not getting the vibe that you want to get, you step back and then
evaluate
yourself. Then
come back.
That's what's my your favorite obsession with that word right
banker.
Now?
So, another thing that influences depression, bad mentality, is relationship.
Yeah,
okay, we talk about family. Family is a relationship. Friendship is a relationship.
But like, we're talking about a romantic relationship right now.
Yeah, when you're seeing your spouse doing better than you,
it's not even that.
Or your boyfriend.
Like, emotional abuse too, like knowingly or unknowingly. Like, okay, I saw this tweet today. This person, she was talking about like her past relationship and like, it's like, okay, when her boyfriend is upset with her, he gives her the silent treatment.
He tells them to talk it out.
He gives her the silent treatment for days on end. He gives her the silent treatment. And he knows that she has anxiety. Like, she worries a lot. So, it's like, he knows that she has anxiety. So, he gives her the silent treatment for days. He will not talk to her. And then he will come back. So, when they broke up years later, and it's like, anytime somebody just is not talking to her, it's just her head goes into panic, panic mode. Like, this person hates me, this person doesn't want to talk to me, this person doesn't want to. Like, you get that kind of situation.
It affects you.
Yeah, so it creates, like, emotional abuse is a real thing.
Yeah.
It is a real thing. And that.
Some people don't even know they're
doing it. Yeah, they don't even know they're doing it.
Some people don't even know they're abused. I get
the fact that you want what you want, but being in a toxic situation is not good for you.
So yeah.
So cut that toxic guy or cut that toxic girl off today.
cut them. You need to cut it.
Cut the person off today. The person that is making you sad and that is making you anxious and making you scared and making you doubt yourself, cut that person off today. It is not, or she is not, supposed to be in your life, and you'll find someone better.
So what if it's not that person's fault? Let's listen. What if it's not an emotional abuse stuff now? Like, issue of friendship. I don't think you necessarily have to cut that person off. I think sometimes it's you that is creating that doubt in yourself. You need to step back from that friendship or that relationship. You need to evaluate yourself and work on yourself before you can come back to that friendship. Because you may end up hurting the other person
by doing that. Yes. That is true. But then,
so I feel like not by going removing yourself from the equation now. That's not what I'm saying. Like, by staying in that friendship and getting sad and getting depressed, I feel like you should just move back and evaluate, work on yourself and everything before you go back. Because if you're in that relationship and friendship, even if you're in that friendship or relationship, you understand?
Yeah.
You can, what is the name? You can hurt the other person.
Yeah, by cutting off abruptly. Yeah, that is true. That is true. I also feel like, okay, if you feel this way about something, as a person, I've discovered over and over that talking it out solves quickly. Like, talking, even though it's not that friend that you are even obsessed over, that is giving you self doubt and insecurity. Even if it's not that friend, like anybody you trust, like, I feel like you should talk it out. So in this situation, it's important to step back and talk it out. It's also important that when you come back and then you tell this
other friend,
this your friend, that you've stepped from, like, this is what has been going on, this is what I've been feeling, okay? And I'm not saying this to
hurt you,
to fault you or anything, but it's just, this is what I've been feeling. And then if it's a good friend, he or she will understand and be like, okay, if there's any way I can help and fix this, like, try and not make you feel that way. Not necessarily changing the person's entire personality to suit you, but also, like,
you try to understand that this is
a good friend. If it's a good friend, he'll know, or she'll know what to do.
So, another issue is mental health in men. I'm not a man, no.
And Michelle is not here.
Michelle is not here, but Over the years, I realized that men are likely to commit suicide. Check the rate of suicide. It's more common in men. Why is it so? Why do men commit suicide? And I realized that society has conditioned. Society is one factor that influences depression and bad mental health. So I've realized that society has conditioned men to lock up their feelings, to lock themselves up, like, talk of their emotions.
Don't
like,
talk it out. Don't cry.
Men don't cry.
Men don't talk about feelings.
How the fuck will you cry? Why do like? And this purgation of emotions is very, very important in any human. Both male or female.
Why do babies cry?
Ease yourself. Like,
reduce the stress. Like,
yes. So imagine you're bottling this feeling up.
You need an output to channel your frustrations, channel your anger, channel your sadness. It's not even necessarily crying. It doesn't even have to be crying. But you need an output to channel your feelings, like the negative feelings. You need an output. So, and the sad thing is, men do not have this output. They have been conditioned to not let it out.
And for men that told themselves, I won't succumb to the society they demand. They look at them as weaklings.
As if they are less men than the other ones that are not showing their emotions.
Toxic masculinity is a thing.
It's a real thing.
Men need to release themselves from the chokehold of toxic masculinity.
Brothers,
please release yourself from the chokehold of toxic masculinity. It's not helping you. Like, when I'm in a friendship or when I'm talking to a guy and I notice this trait of toxic masculinity, sometimes I withdraw because it will affect your own type of way of thinking. You understand? So, sometimes I withdraw. It's very, very important. Toxic masculinity, if you know someone with toxic masculinity, I feel like you should, as a man, you should be able to take care of your mental health. It's very important. If something is hurting you, let it out. Don't hold it in. Talk to somebody. It's very, very important.
Yes. In fact, be in your feelings.
Yes.
It is a good thing.
Forget what the society demands of you. Let it be a personal. I don't know. I don't care about what. I've started living my life in a way that I don't care what the world thinks. I'm going to live. Do me. I'm not hurting you. I'm not killing you. I'm not murdering you. The same thing. I'm just stealing from you.
They're not hurting you. I'm
just trying to be happy. So
be you.
Just try to be happy. That's what I'm trying to say. Try to be happy. It's very, very important. Especially men. Like, I can't emphasize on this enough. Try to be happy. Try to empower your emotions. When you're going through something, talk to someone. If it helps. Don't say I'm a man.
But don't hold that in.
Being a man does not mean you should be hurting inside. That's bullshit. That's total bullshit. Please. So we'll finish evaluating on the topic mental health. So Phoebe, what do you think are some of the coping mechanisms when dealing with mental health, bad mental health?
There's going to come a time in your life that if the depression, the anxiety, or whatever mental issues you're going through hits you, you would want anything to take the pain off. I feel like that's why people cut themselves. And burn themselves. I don't know. I saw it on a movie, but I think it's a real thing. Okay, you burn yourself. You like to take the pain of the one inside your heart. I don't get the logic within that, and
you will not understand.
I will not understand what is going through your
because
head.
You can't, because I've not been in that situation.
Yes. And if you have been through that, if you are going through that, you are strong, you matter, and I will advise you, if it is very possible,
you should see a therapist.
You should see a therapist. You find something that makes you happy. You should find something that gives you purpose, and you should leave that thing that is, that you should try your best, even though it's your family. See, even though it's your family, mm-hmm. if it's possible, you can cut. See, it is not wrong to cut your family off if they are hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not wrong. It is for your own sanity,
mm-hmm.
and you did not come to this life for them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Calm down and take a chill pill, and like, it's not like okay, so talking about coping mechanisms now, finding a hobby, okay. I see some people deal with their depression through things like MMA fighting, they learn how to fight, okay. Or you can just grab a bat and like hitting something until you destroy it.
I don't even know. Having a cool bat, like calming down, it's calm down.
Yeah, through yoga, okay. Mm-hmm. You can do yoga, or you like, if you anything that gives you peace.
That's like Phoebe said, that's finding your purpose, finding your hobby. I want to stress on a point. You need to see a therapist.
Yes.
If you don't, like, all this finding your purpose, all this yoga, all this MMA she's talking about, I would say if you can't afford a therapist, you can't afford a psychologist,
you need to see a professional.
You need to see a professional though. Like, if you have the money, I'll advise for you to see a professional. It's very important. These are the reasons. You can have a sickness, a family sickness, you don't know. You can have bipolar, you can be suffering from bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have anxiety
disorder.
So you need to actually see a professional to diagnose you, to find out what the fuck is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Don't handle this alone. If you are going through depression, anything.
If you're going through anything at all,
talk to someone. If you can't talk to a professional, talk to someone.
Yeah, find somebody to talk to.
Yes, find a listening ear. Yeah, a listening ear. Like, but it's not all listening ears, like listening ear. A listening ear can be a running motto. I don't know. I saw it somewhere. So, not all listening, but let that person be someone you can trust that advise you on the path to go.
He doesn't even need to see anything.
It can't. It must not be your friend. To be honest,
as long as he listens.
It gives you that relief.
You need to talk to somebody if you're going through this.
Yeah, something that will just give you relief. Listen to music. For me, when I'm going through stuff, I listen to music, I write, I play dress up. So those are things that calm me down.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's your own coping mechanism, but you need to find a way to deal with these emotions, this trauma. So you can be able to move forward in life. Don't hold it in.
If you keep holding it, if you keep bottling it up, you're not able to move. You'll be stuck.
Yeah.
And that problem that was the initial reason for causing whatever situation you're going through.
It's
heightened. And your fear of being stuck, it's going to, like, there's no way you're going to move forward with depression and anxiety holding you back.
So, thank you guys for listening to my mental health TED talk today.
Yeah.
In conclusion, your mental health is very important. The need for good mental health is not or cannot be overemphasized.
We should keep talking about it.
Then you talk to somebody, talk about mental health. It's very important.
At the gym.
Yes.
In, anywhere at all.
You should not only take care about your physical health, but also your mental health. They are all part of your body.
Yeah,
they can't be disassociated. They are all important. Your physical and mental is very, very important. Take care of yourself is very, very important. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you listening to my podcast today. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to re-up if you're on Audioma and follow me and like. Please, please, you guys are not following and liking. Please, this is very, very important to me. Like, I need to see progress this year. Please help me. Help my mental health. Help my mental health. So make sure to subscribe. Make sure to re-up. Make sure to follow. If you're on Apple, make sure to subscribe. You can find my podcast on Google Podcast. You can find it on Audioma. You can find it on Apple Podcast. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Anchor. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. God bless.
Bye.